I'm Christopher Zweig, and today I dish on the sequel Sonic the Hedgehog 2, Jake Gyllenhaal and Yahya Abdul-Mateen II in Michael Bay's latest thriller, Ambulance, and Richard Linklater's third rotoscoped animated feature, Apollo 10 and a Half. Our first movie is Sonic the Hedgehog 2, the sequel to the 2020 hit based on the popular video game series, which worked mainly because of how the filmmakers made the right decision of redesigning Sonic from a creepy monster to nearly his original form, and because of how Jim Carrey was brilliant as the villain Dr. Robotnik. But this sequel is a mixed bag for me because of how Carrey's antics begin to wear out their welcome and how cliches and dangers have to carry the film. One of the bright spots, however, is Idris Elba in his fourth movie role as Knuckles, a vicious red echidna Dr. Robotnik recruits to help rule the world. Another is Colleen O'Shaughnessy, who reprises her video game role as Tails, a yellow fox with two tails who meets and joins Sonic on his mission to save the world. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 has some fun moments and a sense of nostalgia for fans, and kids will definitely enjoy the antics. I liked how Tails is able to make the gadgets to make the enemies levitate and make hologram versions of himself and Sonic for a dance-off, and I liked how the filmmakers chose to keep O'Shaughnessy in her territory, but this sequel seems to be engaged in too much of what the first movie promised us and has us dealing with the same formulas from other movies of its kind. Maybe the third film should figure out how to avoid the speed traps. 2.5 stars. Our next movie is another action film that does more than fall for the speed traps. In fact, it has to be engaged in one explosion, one car chase, and one formula after another. It's called Ambulance, directed by Michael Bay, and the only thing emotional about it is Yahya Abdul-Mateen II's performance as a former soldier who is so desperate to save a sick wife that he must turn to his adoptive criminal brother Jake Gyllenhaal for help. Their bank heist goes horribly wrong. The soldier shoots an LAPD cop, which doesn't look good in this case, and that same cop ends up in the same ambulance that the brothers must hijack with a grouchy paramedic played by Iza Gonzalez. Both she and Jake Gyllenhaal are the least compelling characters with their attitudes and insults. As I've mentioned, Abdul-Mateen II is the one who tries to carry the film with his emotions and complexity, but the movie has to be the run-of-the-mill Michael Bay film. What'd you expect? And as Roger Ebert mentioned about Gone in 60 Seconds, once you've seen 1,000 car chases, you've seen them all. So let the ambulance pass, and let's move on. 2 stars. And our last movie is not getting the Netflix love it deserves. It's called Apollo 10 and a Half, and it's Richard Linklater's third rotoscoped animated feature after waking life in a scanner darkly. It takes place in Houston, Texas in 1969, just when NASA is about to send its men to the moon in the Apollo 11 mission. It plays like a fantasy as a kid named Stanley, played by Milo Coy, is recruited by two agents played by Zachary Levi and Glenn Powell to be their test monkey in their lunar module they've accidentally made too small. Jack Black narrates the film as the older Stanley, who tells the people in a Christmas story style what life in Texas was like for the kids back in the days, the movies and TV shows they've watched, the activities they've engaged themselves in, and how the boy comes from a big family. It's usually fascinating when filmmakers are inspired by their childhood to make select movies. Linklater expressed the 70s in Dazed and Confused, and then the 80s in Everybody Wants Some, and now in Apollo 10 and a Half, he expresses the 60s in animation, and he expresses the period quite well. Sometimes it's funny, other times it's committed, and throughout we're able to see the times and characters and what they see on TV and what history gives them. Coy portrays the kid with the youth and mannerisms of a 60s kid, and Black narrates him with an honest charisma. For those of you in a different generation, before you see this, you have to see how Linklater presented Waking Life in a Scanner Darkly before Apollo 10 and a Half took the rotoscope genre forward, and I'm glad it's not self-congratulatory about it. 3.5 stars. Well, those are the movies I'm reviewing this week. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.